Academic Aesthetic number 100 for Monday, August 28th, 2006. Booyah.
He's fun. He's clever. He needs a haircut. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Art Guy.
Hi, Aaron. This is Kathy Schrock. Congratulations on your 100th podcast, and I hope you have time to do 100 more. Take care.
Hey, Aaron, congratulations on 100 podcasts. You are the reason that I am podcasting and blogging today, and I look forward to seeing and listening to 100 more. Congrats, big guy.
I'm so proud of you. Felt just like yesterday. You did your first podcast. Congratulations.
That last comment was actually from a student. Yes, even my students are listening to my podcasts. Kind of scary, isn't it? It's hard to believe that I've been doing this for 100 episodes already. When I first got started, I had some decent hardware and software, but still, the quality of my equipment was nothing against the quality of my poor editing skills and speaking ability.
Hello, and welcome to the Academic Aesthetic and our first ever podcast. It is March 31st, 2005, although it probably won't be by the time you're hearing this, because I do not have high-speed internet access until after spring break. I've got a bunch of random thoughts in my head that I'd like to put down, so I'm probably going to be recording these in small snippets and then editing them together in GarageBand. Okay, so sit back and enjoy the show, and if you don't enjoy the show, well, you were warned.
And I'm just going to cut it off right there, because I'm actually embarrassed by the quality of that one. Needless to say, I've gotten much better, although I know I still have a long way to go. My first episode rambled on for about 45 minutes, mostly because I'd been thinking about starting a podcast for months and had lots of ideas in my head just dying to get out. If I had to do it all over again, I probably would have kept it in those small chunks and released them as individual episodes over the following weeks. Not so much to boost my number of podcasts as to make the file sizes more manageable and the shows easier to listen to. Live and learn, right? Oh, and did you hear that background music? Ah, it just repeated like that through the whole thing. It's no wonder I switched to looking for Creative Commons licensed music before settling down with some stuff I made in GarageBand. Well, hey, how about we take a break for our sponsor?
Here's tonight's homework, kids.
And there it goes!
Oh, jelly beans.
Hey teachers, are you tired of students using Homework Begone spray on all of your take-home assignments? Well, never fear, because now there's Homework Begone Begone. Yes, Homework Begone Begone, from Begone Industries, the makers of Homework Begone. We realize that your salaries, pitiful though they may be, are still larger than your students' allowances, so we made yet another miracle product. Simply apply Homework Begone Begone to anything you want students to take home, and you'll be sure to see it again the next day. The secret's in our patented chemical mixture containing who knows what, which increases the paper's homericosity by 100.3%.
Wow, 100.3%?
Yes, 100.3%. Much more powerful than that lousy Homework Begone spray can handle. Hey, didn't you... Yes, Homework Begone Begone, from Begone Industries. We make problems go away. Even ones we created ourselves. Side effects may include increased workload, crankiness, desire to buy more Begone Industry products, decreased sleep, increased body odor, teacher burnout, and death. If death occurs, cease use immediately. For all other symptoms, try the many other great Begone products.
Hey, you're listening to the Art Guy. What's wrong with you?
Wow, I'm really glad I picked up Begone Industries as a sponsor, aren't you? They're looking for new product ideas, so I suggested Fear Begone. You know how students can smell fear, right? So Fear Begone would be a great way to save many a new teacher or substitute's sanity. The students wouldn't know they were petrified.
Fear? My students don't smell fear! That's just bad dollar store deodorant.
Sorry. I'll go buy some Old Spice.
Yeah, you do that. In any case, if you've got a good idea for a new Begon Industries product, you can pass that along to them by sending an email to begon@mac.com. That's BGONE @mac.com. Hey, I know. How about we listen to another audio comment?
Congratulations, Aaron, on your 100th podcast. I'm just sending greetings from Virginia and want to say thanks for extending the learning that happened at Den Northeast at Valley Forge. You continue to inspire me to try new things in the classroom, integrating new technologies to benefit my students' learning outcomes. Way to go, and I'm looking forward to more podcasts.
Wow, that's really nice of you to say that. I especially appreciate the fact that you said that you'd be trying the stuff in the classroom. After all, we might get wrapped up in all the philosophical and technical aspects of education, but we should never forget that we're doing this for our students. If we did forget, then we wouldn't really be teachers anymore, would we?
Hi, my name is Beth Ritter-Guth, and I enjoy your site tremendously. Congratulations on your 100th podcast. Thanks for letting us be a part of it. I think it's amazing that right now, as I'm speaking, you are down at Music Fest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where I live, and Music Fest is about 10 blocks from my house. So I hope you're not parked in my parking spot. I hope you enjoyed Music Fest, and thanks again for a great and wonderful site.
Thanks for the wonderful comment. And really, you didn't have to worry about me parking in your spot. First of all, I carpooled, and second, I grew up in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Like Bethlehem, it did get taken over pretty often from events, but then it was mostly because of the racetrack, which was, oddly enough, situated between me and every place I ever worked at when I lived at home. People who lived in Nazareth, on a race day, they either went to the race or they left town. There was no in-between, because you could walk faster than you could drive to any place in Nazareth. Either that, or you'd sell parking spots on your lawn for $10 an axle. Entrepreneurial.
Hey, I love your blog. I hope you liked being in Bethlehem. I looked for your car, but it wasn't in my spot. I just thought it would be a really cool idea if we could get kids together with college students for the purposes of reading and writing. And so I thought I would send an audio comment about it, and maybe we could use this technology to have kids write stories and then college students read them, and then we could even host them here and then maybe host them through NPR, which we are an affiliate of. Take care.
Now, if that's not a cool idea, I don't know what is. I'm going to try that out with my art club once it gets started in late September. And if anyone else out there has a cool idea for some type of collaboration, stop by my forum at academicaesthetic.com/forum and start a thread about it.
Hey, art guy. Hey, why don't you go make me something?
Make you something? What do you think I am, an art teacher? Oh, wait. I am. Well, it's a good thing I did make you something then. Last year, I had the inspiration of doing video in addition to audio. Instead of just me sitting in front of a camera and spouting off all my ideas as a video podcast, I decided to create little mini-lessons, as I called them. Each lesson was really a condensed version of a 75-minute lesson that I normally teach, but instead of going through all the details and showing all the work, I cut out a lot of sections to make them into 5 to 10 minute episodes that pretty much explained all the steps without you having to wait for me to do all the work. That way, if you watch the video, you'd pretty much have enough skill to teach that same lesson to your students. I thought that was a cool idea, and I ran with it, and people liked it. The only thing that's unfortunate about it is I don't have enough time to do as many of them as I'd like. This summer, I only got 2 done, and that was during a week-long event sponsored by the Discovery Educator Network. Hopefully, I'll have more of those for you. But until then, why don't you go to my website and click on the mini lesson link and see all the ones I've done so far.
Hey, Aaron and all of the Academic Aesthetic Podcast subscribers. This is Rachel from the Discovery Educator Network. I am the field manager for Maryland, D.C. and International, and just wanted to put a call out to all of you dynamic teachers in the area. We're building an incredible community of teachers using technology, and we'd love to see you in the den. So check us out on the DiscoveryEducatorNetwork.com and submit an application to be a part of our growing network. Thanks. See you soon. Goodbye.
I've got a second what Rachel's talking about. The Den is a great organization where if you don't know a lot about technology, or at least not as much as you'd like to, if you join, you get access to all these free seminars and sessions where you can expand your knowledge at a pace that's good for you. And if you do happen to know one or two things about computers and other forms of technology, well, you should still join Den. They'll pay for you to go to all kinds of conferences where you get to teach the technology to other teachers. I've had so much fun since I joined the Den in December, I'm never going to quit. And one of the coolest things is, it's free to join! Well, unfortunately, it's time to bring this podcast to a close. A very special thank you to everyone out there like you that was listening to this podcast and made it possible for me to make 100 of them. And a very, very special thank you to everyone out there who sent in an audio comment that I played today. If you want to get hold of me, there are, of course, several ways you can do so. The easiest is, of course, to go to academicaesthetic.com and leave a comment in the show notes, send me an audio comment, or go to the forums and start a discussion. And if you're the shy type, you can always send me an email at theartguy@gmail.com. So, until next time, stay subscribed, fare thee well, and here's to another 100 more.